We are bringing forward the discussion on the SME standard review, and I give the floor, paper 30, I give the floor to Michelle.
Okay, Yusuf is going to introduce it. Okay.
Good morning, everyone. The board has completed its deliberation of phase one of the 2019 comprehensive review of the IFRS for SMEs 2019 review. The objective of this meeting is to ask the board to approve for public comment the draft request for information of the 2019 review. The draft request for information has been made available to board members. Agenda paper 30A summarizes the steps undertaken in development of the request for information, and agenda paper 30B cross-references the board's tentative decisions during board meetings April 2019 to October 2019 to the draft request for information. If the board approves the publication of the draft request for information for public comments at this meeting, agenda paper 30 outlines the timetable for the comprehensive review. Both the SMIG and staff recommend that the board publish the draft request for information for public comment with a comment deadline of 21st July 2020. Does the board have any comments before any questions or comments before I ask the question set out in agenda paper 30A?
Mary.
I've got two comments. Let me clear kind of the admin-y one away, which is on agenda paper 30B, paragraph 18A3, and I'm sorry, I should have looked this up myself and I didn't get a chance. It's as I said, paragraph 18A3 on page 6. It's not clear to me with alternative 3 if we're asking people whether we should park it and come back in the next comprehensive review, or whether we should, or whether we're, is alternative 3 mean decide not to make a change? And I just...
Yeah, it's to defer.
It's to defer. It's the first of those two. Okay. And then the second thing I want to say, and it's in respect of 30A, I think one of the things I've learned from the process that you've run of bringing issues to us in connection with the update is I have found the format of an invitation to comment to be a bit awkward in terms of the clarity of our communication with stakeholders. At this point in the game, I am not suggesting that we switch to a different, you know, form of document, but I raise it now because I'd like us to think about that for the next time a comprehensive review is done. Is when we talked about it early in this process, there was a sense of it was hardwired as this is what we'd said in the the last time we'd done a review would be the format for this one, and therefore we couldn't change, and I didn't want us to be caught perpetually in that cycle. I don't think we need to consult about it, but I think we've ended up with some awkward wording and maybe not as clear signaling as we could have for some of our stakeholders about, for example, if our initial assessment is not to align, sometimes it's expressed as we are not consulting about aligning, and that could be understood as we don't want to hear from you about this initial assessment, or as we'd like to hear from you about our initial assessment of not aligning. And I think we mean the latter. And so we have to manage it in the document, but I think more generally for the future, if we thought about giving a different characterization, we could ask more direct questions. So that's a future comment, not for this.
Yeah, no, and I would agree with that comment that, you know, if I was starting this review again now, given what I know now, I probably would do it differently. So we'll make sure we put the debriefing points in place. Mm-hmm.
Any other comments? Can we go to the questions?
So the first question is, does the board agree to retain its previous decision to publish a request for information to complete the first phase of the board's second comprehensive review of the IFRS for SME standard?
Tom?
Yeah. 14?
Second question is, does the board agree with the staff recommendation to allow 180 days for comment on the request for information?
14.
The third question is, does the board approve the publication of the draft request for information?
14.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Could I throw one comment on to what I said before? It doesn't change any of the votes. And, you know, having read through the draft invitation to comment, it's a pretty chunky document to deal with, and especially thinking about our target audience of those applying the SME standard today, just encourage the staff, and I'm sorry this is more work for you, to think about whether there's a way to make it more approachable, not so much drafting the response, which is, I think, your point about the whatever you call that response form, but I think just in terms of understanding it, because there's a lot in there, and you have to really want to comment to read through 40 or 50 pages.
Yeah, it is. We have tried really hard. That's why we've divided it out into the three sections. So we will be looking at supporting material as well, which we'll probably do a snapshot to go with it, which is unusual, but we think it's right, given the audience we're trying to access.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
We'll continue with the conceptual paper.